I don't know if this is a Peter slicing someone's ear off situation or.
Lujai the Fourth.
Bada bing.
Hey, hey.
Bada boom.
Welcome back to the Tucked In Deep Podcast.
Thank you for making your way through your podcast app and clicking on our logo. And, well, now our voices are in your ears.
It's a lot of clicking. It's a lot of effort, so thank you.
We couldn't do this without you.
You really couldn't.
That'd just be a normal conversation.
It'd just be us talking like normal.
And I hate talking to Trent.
Yeah. Outside of this podcast, I mean, he never talks to me.
It's a silent treatment.
When he asked me to start this podcast, he sent me Morse code. It was really weird. He tapped on me. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, 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 tap.
Long tap. Little tap.
Anyway, we're thankful that you're here. My name is Trent. I'm half of this podcast.
I'm Alex, the other half.
And then our third half over there, Alan, the producer. Thanks to him for producing everything for us. So
initials AI.
AI. Good old Alan. Alan Iverson. So really appreciate that. Really love that man. Why are you laughing, Alex?
If anyone knows who Alan Iverson is, I'm just imagining him in our nice little living room and he's just sitting over there.
It's a beautiful scene.
You guys can look him up if you don't know.
It's a beautiful scene.
But thank you, again, for listening, as Trent mentioned. And thank you for our Patreons for big thank giving. You.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate that.
And because of your giving, there is a gift on your way,
on the way
to your house.
To your place.
Mm-hmm. And what is that gift?
Well, as was released to the Instagram followers and our Patreon followers, we have created some stickers.
What? We have stickers?
That's right. We sure do. We have two different types of stickers, actually.
Really? Tell me the design.
Yeah. So one of them is just our Tucked In Tea logo with it says Tucked In Tea Podcast.
How creative.
How creative. It's so classic, you could say. The other one is it's the words locked in, and there's a little padlock going through the D, so you're locked in.
Oh, I like that. What would you say that one was?
I'd say it's the more tucked choice.
Awesome.
Personally. Yeah, so those are released. They'll be, as this podcast drops, they'll be on the way. I know we mentioned that last week.
To the people who already bought them, they'll be on the way.
Yes.
To the patrons, you're already getting them.
Both
no need to buy them. But you can still buy them while supplies last. On the Instagram, just give us a DM. If you know us personally, give us a text. Find us some way. We'll get you a sticker.
Yeah, we'll get you 1, 2, 3, 4, however you like.
I don't know, but stickers are pretty expensive, Trent.
Yes, they are.
How much? They're probably like $400.
For a sticker? Where are you shopping for stickers?
Gucci stickers.
Mm. Well, our stickers are $3 a piece or $5 for two.
$5
for two? You can do two of one of each, any combination you like.
What a bundle.
So, yeah, three for one, five for two.
Trent.
Alex.
How was your week?
Well, the week was, it was good. It wasn't bad. It was actually a good week. Good week.
It was weak, not strong.
It was weak.
How sad.
Yeah.
No, not sad, actually.
No, it was a good week. It just wasn't one that came with lots of outlandish stories and fun experiences, necessarily. It was a good, average week.
Yeah. Nothing I imagine that, you know, the average mother in Cincinnati would want to listen to. But I think that it was a good week.
I think that's our main group of listeners?
We have a huge group of them. They're in the Cincinnati.
The metro.
Yep, the Cincinnati Metro. But nothing too new about our weeks that you guys want to know, so. And that's okay. I want you guys to be happy if your weeks aren't that normal.
Aren't that normal?
Mm-hmm.
We like unnormal.
I want you to be happy no matter what your week looked like.
If your week was paranormal, good. We love that for you.
Oh, that got me. If your week was average or if it was very eventful, find satisfaction in that.
Yeah.
You breathed, you lived, you opened your eyes, I assume.
I hope so.
And so that makes it a good week for me. I hope it's a good enough week for you.
So many blessings of the Lord that come in an average week, and yet we overlook them.
Don't let them pass by.
Don't let them pass by.
Clean water.
Clean water.
Good food.
Belts to hold your shirts tucked in.
I mean, we're just blessed beyond measure.
Beyond measure. We did, however, receive something this week.
Oh, this week had a very nice highlight for us, and that was...
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail.
Oh, yeah.
We received two things again this week. Awesome. Worked out perfectly.
Thank you, guys.
One, actually, Trent, was about your dream.
Oh, my dream, the reoccurring one from last week.
Yes, go ahead really quickly okay. Recap it, and then we have an interpretation that I will read.
Oh, okay, fun. All right, so my reoccurring dream that I told on the podcast last week was that I was at my Nana's house, and she was putting up Christmas lights on a ladder on the front of her house. Now, it was nighttime, so it was black outside, but I could see because of the Christmas lights. Yes, she had them turned on and plugged in as she was putting them up. But also, her garage door was open, and the garage light was on, so I could see. The main problem with this dream was that her driveway was full of tires, all flat in the ground, just laying there. And I was trying to hop from one to the other, but couldn't make no progress. So that was my dream that I had over and over again, and it scared me.
Sounds like a Goodyear commercial.
A scary one. A bad year commercial.
But the interpretation says this. This comes from Jared, a great listener. Trent's dream meant that he was in a never-ending quest to be connected to his grandma. But he could not, because the things of life, represented by the tires, kept him from ever making time to be with her and make memories with her, such as hanging up Christmas lights with her.
Wow. I had that many things of life distracting me. That's a whole lot of things.
And how old were you when this happened?
I was all throughout my childhood, from ages seven to...
Things of life, like learning how to tie your shoe.
Seven to last week.
And math. And
I guess that is a lot of life's problems.
They were getting in the way of you connecting with your grandma. Is that true?
Well, this interpretation would be accurate, except that I'm very close with my grandma.
Oh, okay. So,
my Nana.
This interpreter.
It's a good, creative interpretation, yet just not sure biffed. If it's the right one.
Yeah.
Maybe for someone else is the right interpretation for their dream. But not for me. I was close to my Nana. Still am.
Oh, good.
Yep, still am. Not in...
Distance.
Not in distance. I was
but
thinking.
In heart. Trent, would you like to read our other email?
I would love the honor. The next email we received... was from Logan. So Logan, a previous lock.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for believe. Listening.
Previous lock. And this is how the email goes. He says this, "Hey, Alex and Trent! Exclamation point. I hope you had a great 4th of July. Or as my pastor's daughter says it, 4th of Lujai."
Mm.
I did. Did we have a good 4th of Lujai?
My Lujai was just fine.
Lujai the 4th. Love it. He goes on to say, "It was only a matter of time before Alex was in a wreck, but I'm glad that everything was okay. The show must go on."
I don't know what he means by that.
Yeah. We'll just continue on. He says, "I have one question in regard to the last podcast. In it, Alex said, 'A life-size car shaped like a pencil.'" Should we replay the clip?
"A life-size car placed like a pencil."
Oh, good clip. "Was it a normal car that was shaped like a pencil, or a drivable pencil the size of a car? Love you guys and love the podcast. I tune in every Monday. Thanks for the lock-in." Put her there, Logan.
Oh, wonderful.
He also has a P.S.
What's this?
It says,
P.S.
P.S. Conspiracy theory: Sabrina Carpenter sings the outro song.
Uh-oh.
Well, can we debunk that?
We'll let them talk it out in the comments.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was our fan mail. We appreciate that, Logan. We really do.
And for that question you have for me, that car was real-sized, as in a regular Hyundai Sonata.
That is the car you went with?
Yep.
To judge?
Shaped as a pencil. I was riding right in the lead.
Do you... What?
Yep.
Was it like a standing up pencil?
No. It was laying
okay,
down.
It was laying down.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, thanks for being here with me, and thanks to all of our listeners for joining us for...
Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now,
yeah. It's time.
Oh my goodness. Breaking news live on the podcast. Actually, oh, for real.
Okay.
Apparently, Trump just got shot in the ear.
In the ear?
I don't know if this is a Peter slicing someone's ear off situation or.
Wait.
I don't know. I don't know how true this is. Let me see.
Where was he?
Looks like one of his rallies.
What?
Shots were fired, they say.
So he's giving a rally and he got shot in the ear.
I wonder if they were aiming there.
I don't think they were aiming for his ear. Wow, they're good shots.
Let's just see what it says.
Really? He got shot here. In the ear.
Yeah.
That's scary for him.
This says that multiple shots were heard at the outdoor rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, shortly after Trump began his speech. The bodyguards then crowded around Trump as he ducked below the podium, and armed officers took up positions at the front of the stage. Trump repeatedly raised his fist to the crowd and shouted as he was escorted to a vehicle by the U.S. Secret Service.
I wouldn't expect anything else.
Who's up to this?
Wow. That's...
that's a bit of breaking news.
That's really breaking news.
I hope that this is the first time you hear it, but I doubt it.
I doubt it. That's going to shape the future of rallies and what they look like, for sure.
Yeah, probably won't allow ears in anymore.
Yeah, no more.
It's where ear projection. What? You got to come in with earmuffs.
Okay.
Maybe some Bose around your ears.
Some what?
Bose. Headphones.
Oh, they said bowls. Mm-mm.
Look like Larry Boy out here. Two plungers.
Oh, that's crazy. Actually, that really is.
Really quick tangent. Speaking of ear protection, we added another piece of equipment to the studio.
Oh, yeah?
We have headphones now.
Is that what's on my ears?
Yep, that's why you hear me so much better.
Oh, yeah.
That means nothing to you guys, but I want you to know we're invested.
Sorry. Yeah, thanks to you all and mm-hmm. your investment in yes. us.
Okay, anyway, sorry to interrupt this breaking news, but that's pretty much it. We don't want to assume anything, obviously. Yeah,
that's sad.
Maybe scary. He didn't actually get hit in the ear. Maybe when he ducked down, one of the bodyguards cut him.
Oh.
He was in on it.
He was in on it, and all he did was cut his ear.
So I said I don't want to speculate, but here I am.
Speculating.
I think that the bodyguards are in on it.
His tea is coming untucked as he talks.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll stop there.
But think about this. As a bodyguard, that was your time to shine. You're training for that. And it happened.
They jumped on top of him in the video. And they jumped on top of him. So what, you're just like hoping they don't shoot again and get you?
Well, yeah. I mean, your job is to take a bullet for the president. And if it comes to that, you're going to do it. Unless they're wearing some sort of bulletproof under their suits. Are they wearing suits, probably?
Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
Suits and shirts and maybe ties, sunglasses.
Tucked in for sure.
Earpieces. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's kind of one of those things that you train. Do you think it's something that you're ready for? Or is it like, oh, this is happening?
Because you can't get caught lacking.
No. If you wait to, president's dead. Mm-hmm. It's so, crazy.
And I don't even know how, maybe Trump had quick reactions. He dodged it.
He heard the gunshots and just pivoted.
Mm-hmm. He was actually supposed to hit him right in the forehead, but he's got a flexible neck.
Can we talk about... No. No, we can't.
We can't?
No. But right. If you had a stationary target...
How did you miss? That's what Trent wants to say.
I don't want to seem like I'm ruthless or don't have a heart. I'm very, very thankful Trump, potentially as of the moment, seems to be okay. And just his ear. But, I mean, that's the grace of God because, I mean, it's a stationary target. Yeah, so
well,
super thankful.
Think about the people.
I do praise him.
Okay. Think about anyone who would want to shoot Trump. Think about,
so many people.
And those people, when you think about them, do they seem like the people who are handling guns on a regular basis? I don't think so.
No.
I think they picked it up for the first time and... Well,
wow.
That's just all assumptions, of course.
Yeah. I wonder if he's the shooter will get caught.
Maybe.
I'm assuming I mean, you can tell what direction the bullet comes from, what, like, how he got hit, on what side of the face. Even if they flee, I don't...
It'd be pretty hard to get away with this.
Yeah, so...
So as you're listening to this,
I'm sure,
you might even know who it was.
Mm-hmm. More news will be revealed.
And I can guarantee something.
What's that?
That their shirts are untucked.
Ooh.
The person who did this has an untucked shirt.
Yeah. That's sad. That is scary.
I can also guarantee a couple of other things.
Okay.
And that's when we get into locked in, locked out.
Oh, time for locked in, locked out. All right, Alex, give it to me.
So last week, lock for me was Babe Ruth, which was a nickname, my own father, and Logan.
All right. Oh, and we got some confirmation there from Logan on the air because he asked a question about your pencil car.
And I did receive confirmation from the other two.
Wow, 3 for 3.
3 for 3.
Put her there. Hold on. Put her there. Awesome. Good putter there. Like that one.
And my locked out was the Pope.
Any feedback?
His robe remained untucked.
Untucked. How do you tuck in a robe, Alex?
Your socks.
What?
I always tuck in my robe to my socks.
It's true. Anyway.
Who were your locked ins?
I had locked in. I had 3 people.
Okay.
As is the rules. I had Jim, Silas, and Tree. Tree, of course, is a nickname. Jim, of course, is not a nickname. Neither is Silas. I got confirmation on one of those.
Uh-oh.
I can assume all I want. I can speculate. But in the end, I don't know for sure.
Only got confirmation
for... Only got confirmation for Tree. Thanks, Tree.
That is unfortunate.
Thank you, Tree.
But thank you, Spruce.
Spruce. So, am I locked out? My locked out was... Who was my... Oh, the Prime Minister. That's mm-hmm. right. Oh,
that one.
The one. The one and only Prime Minister.
Who might have just shot Trump.
Oh. Right. Okay. We can cut that, Ellen.
No, he says that saying then. Okay. He's controlling this.
I think... Okay. So, the Prime Minister, no confirmation, as of now, remains untucked.
Okay.
What are you locked in for this week, Alex?
For this week, I have Keezer. That's an inside joke. No one really knows it, but he'll get a little kick out of that. I also have my adopted sister. You know who you are.
All right, adopted sis.
Mm-hmm. And not actually adopted. I'm not adopted. Anyway, my third would be Rusty.
Rusty. Rusty, all right.
Thanks for listening. I know Roo-roo. You're here. And then my locked out is Buzz Lightyear.
It's Buzz Lightyear.
Yep, to infinity and not the Tucked In T podcast.
That's hilarious. I think he'll listen, though. You underestimate him.
Sound doesn't travel that well in space, so we'll see.
Mm, good point. For myself, locked in this week, I have Brandon, my aunt, and Boss. I'm going to lock in the Boss.
Boss man?
Boss man, our boss. I want to see how this goes.
All right.
So we'll see.
Man, that's a risky one.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. My locked out this week is none other than Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. That's my locked out.
Mr. Clean. Wait a minute. Wait, let me... I'm going to look him up really quick.
Look up Mr. You don't know who he is?
He's the bald guy. No, I do know who he is, but... Okay, confirmed. He has his shirt tucked in.
No way. Let me see.
Yep. His shirt
Are
is
you
tucked
serious?
In. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
You guys can look him up. Mr. Clean has his shirt tucked
There's
in.
Proof he's tucked. And I just locked him out. Oh, wow. Man. I should have done my research.
But if we can get any confirmation from a bald man, then we'll count it. Mr. Clean will have to listen.
So we get confirmation from a bald man that he listened?
We'll count them as Mr. Clean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
And if they wanted to send confirmation, Alex, where would that be?
Oh, they could find us on Tucked In Tea Podcast on Instagram.
Okay.
They could send us an email at tuckedintheepodcast@gmail.com.
All right.
Or they can join the Patreon.
The Patreon.
The Patreon.
The Patron.
For just $1 a month, you get a video. $1 a month,
the basic tea tuck.
And then we're also starting a after show.
That's right. You just heard it here. We are now starting an after show for Patreon only. So we're going to record a little bit extra at the end of this each episode.
So if you're missing a little bit of Tucked in Tea podcast, $1 a month can get you 15 minutes a week.
You might hear some inside jokes that you just don't connect with. Maybe they were made on the after show.
That'd be a bummer.
So yeah, starting this week, Patreon will now have access to a little bit more of us.
And the occasional video.
Occasional
we're
video.
We're getting a little bit more busy in life, and so videos are are scarce. But when we could put one together, we'd love to put
it. We do enjoy it. We really do.
We do.
It's fun for us. And I hope it can be fun for you.
But that was Locked In and Locked Out. Trent, you've been one of my locked ins for a while, huh?
I reckon so, ever since
we've been. How long have we been friends?
Oh, how long have we been friends? So, coming up 2.5 years. 2 years? Ooh. 2.5. 2.5 years.
2.5, wow.
Locking in on 2.5.
We've been locked together.
And tucked all the way.
That's impressive. And first of all, Trent, super thankful for your friendship.
I'm thankful for yours, Alex.
You don't know this, but you were an answer to prayer.
As were
I
you.
I didn't have the friends I wanted as a high schooler.
You selfish little boy.
I just didn't. And my parents can verify this. I don't know why I'm saying this on podcast. But I would be very sad because I would cry to them. Not crying. I wasn't really crying. But I would, complain to them, saying,
whining?
Mom and Dad, I have no friends. And I wanted to go, to a place, a school
that had more people. Oh, so you're saying you just didn't have... Like, there was no one there to really be your friend. Like, a close friend? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a close friend. Okay. I was looking for a Jonathan. Oh. But I only had...
A Saul?
Amnons.
What?
But you were my Jonathan, and I'm very thankful for you.
I actually can say just about the same thing. I was really praying for some good friends in college, and the Lord brought you along with some others, but primarily you. And now we get to be here together and do this podcast and serve this summer together. So
it's pretty cool.
You're an answer to prayer too, Alex.
One thing that a family in my church told me right before I left for college was to make sure I found good friends, because that'll shape the outcome.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't.
I know. I'm still looking. I'm trying to take their advice. No, but I believe that you were God-given.
Mm.
So thank you. Anyway, that was enough sentimental Tucked in Tea time. Tea time.
Golf or tea?
But I just looked back at my camera roll, and it would have been August 20th that we would have met.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
August 20th of 2022.
That's right. Which would have been the beginning of our freshman year of college.
Wow. We both came in as freshmen together.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow.
One from Nebraska, one from Iowa. So, you're probably wondering, you guys didn't meet before then, in church gatherings?
Listen, Iowa's a big place.
In Nebraska, there's a lot of people.
In Iowa, there's more pigs than people.
That's sad.
No, it's true. Anyway.
There's also there's also more big toes than there are people.
Just thought of that. That is so funny. I really like that. That was funny, Alex.
Anyway, we were actually pretty close to meeting before college.
I'm still on the big toe. Oh, okay.
I just thought of it and decided to say it.
So. No, that is hilarious. I'm so glad you did. Okay. Okay. All right, push through. All right.
Well, me and Trent, we did almost meet before. We have been in the same building.
Yeah, before we went to school together.
Before we even knew of each other's existence.
This would have been during high school.
Mm-hmm. We both played basketball for our schools.
Mm-hmm.
My team wasn't good, but your team was all right.
At the time.
And meaning they're not good now.
I never said anything.
Boo to the Eagles.
I did. Okay. Go, Eagles, go.
But we were actually at the same basketball tournament. We were at the same basketball tournament. That would have been just a year before we would have met each other.
Well, it was our senior year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a picture out there on the Facebooks of of his school, people from his school, watching my team play.
Oh, yeah. Like, my school was in the stands. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of Alex's team playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in the stands.
Yes.
Not me specifically, but my team. So I was I had seen Alex because I was there at that tournament.
Yeah, so we would have seen each other playing, but I didn't think anything of it. I just saw you as the enemy. Yeah. When I'm on the basketball court, all I see is red.
He said, yeah, red, maroon. We are maroon. He said, boo, Eagles.
Boo. You were the Eagles. I was
fly.
I was the Patriots.
Patriots. We're mm-hmm. both NFL teams.
Classic.
Classic Patriots. You classic American man.
That's me.
Oh, you freedom lover.
So we were very close to meeting. Very close. But we did not. So we met at school, and I mean, it was pretty instant friendship.
Yeah, it was a couple days in, really.
Second day.
We were placed in the same dorm.
Mm-hmm. He's down the hall.
Down the hall.
And he was roommates with my best friend, yes. who I went to school with.
Yes. So, little connections there
mm-hmm.
that the Lord put in place.
Yeah, and so then we just started hanging out.
Oh, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Alex.
No, go ahead.
Across the hall from me, directly across the hall, was my best friend that mm-hmm. I came to school with. So yes. we were all right there in the same.
We both came with our best friends, which is pretty cool.
And so I roomed with Alex's. Mine was across the hall. Alex was down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all right there. And we also had some other friends that we made in the same dorm. One was my best friend's roommate and the brother of Alex's best friend. So it was just all a big web that the Lord really intertwined.
I'm very glad searching for we're intertwined.
Intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
That weaved. He weaved it.
Wed.
Oh. Oh.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
But as I was saying, we clicked pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just started hanging out more and more and became just basically just best friends mm-hmm. in time. And us four, Trent and his best friend, me and my best friend. We could say their names, I guess.
Yeah, we've talked about them before.
Trent and Anthony and me and Ivan, we became four bestest friends.
The core four.
Original core four. That only means something to a little bit of people in the world.
Only four.
It's okay. But we began to just hang out any chance we could, doing random stuff, whether it be going downtown and goofing around.
Goofing off.
Or playing basketball together.
Yes, that was a lot of fun.
Always fun. One day, Trent came to us with a question.
I did.
Mm-hmm. About going to his church.
Oh, that's right. One day. So each year, my church hosts a youth rally for teenagers in the January-February time, early winter. It's called midwinter, the midwinter youth rally. So every year they do that, and it was my freshman year, so I had gone to every youth rally up to that point of school, but now I was down at school. So I decided I would like to go and visit go back home for that weekend and go to the youth rally. So I asked Alex and our other two buddies, Ivan and Anthony, and said, hey, you want to go home with me? Can I take you home? And they agreed. And it turned out to be quite the adventure.
It has gone down as one of my favorite trips of all time. And we'll tell you why.
Yes, yes.
So we're going there and we're going to sing at his church for the youth rally. And so the trip there goes pretty normal, pretty smooth, and we stay in different houses. I mm-hmm. stayed with Anthony at his house. Ivan stayed with you at your house.
Yeah,
and we would meet that next day at the youth rally, and then we sang, we led some games, and just some normal youth rally things.
Yes, yes.
Singing sounded great. We could put that on the Patreon. Yep, join the Patreon if you want to hear us in a quartet.
Alex, we're not putting that on the Patreon.
It's up there already. I just posted it.
Nope.
Yep. It's going to be on there.
And Alan just took it down.
But this is where it gets good. The youth rally is over, and we've got we stayed for one more day, which was Sunday.
Yes, we did.
Because we have class on Monday,
mm-hmm.
next day, so we had to leave after church.
Morning service.
After morning service at church. And so we started to make our drive back home. and time's looking good. We're going to get back probably about 10, and then we'd be able just to settle in and then go to class in the morning.
Yep.
And we're good for a few hours, but then once we reached a town called Emporia, Kansas, is when we hit a little...
Things got bumpy.
Ding in the road.
A little hiccup.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them what it was.
So we were driving, not all of us. Ivan was driving the car. I was in the passenger seat. He had taken the wheel for me. I was getting sleepy, so he took over for me. A good friend. And so we're driving along, and all of a sudden, we hear sort of a weird, like, click and, like, a clack, and then a cluck, and things just...
Kaboom.
It just sounded weird. Something was off, and we knew it. And this is the part of Kansas where you're driving, and there's nothing for miles and miles and miles, and then there's a little, you know, gas station, McDonald's, and then miles and miles and nothing. And so this happens, and we're coming up on a stop there, right outside Emporia, and we heard the car make a noise. We knew something wasn't right because it started getting hot in that car. Like, things were heating up. We felt it smelled like something was wrong in the engine. We could just smell it. And it was hot in there. So we pulled off. And the power steering actually went out too. So the power steering goes out. It's what happened was the
serpentine
belt. The serpentine belt. I'm thinking of the engine coolant stopped running as well. So that's why it's getting so hot. But we pulled in, parked it at the McDonald's. It's smoking. We have no idea what's wrong with it.
Super cold outside.
Freezing. This is late January. Mm-hmm. It's freezing outside. We're in Kansas, and the car is just not running. And we open the hood. Smoke. It's smoking. So we let it cool down, and we said, hey, let's get some McChickens. So we walked into McDonald's and just sat down and had some dinner. Mm-hmm. It was pretty late at this time.
It's pretty late, and now we're trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah. We've never been in this situation before.
We're 18 years old. None of us are meant to have this responsibility in our lives yet.
No.
We're supposed to still be kids.
Yeah, don't give us problems.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, yeah, we just got food first, because that's the most important part.
Yes.
And then we decided to do a little looking around, see what we could do, if we could maybe get a tow back to school, which was still 4 hours away, or maybe, I don't know what we had to do, because at our school, we had to get pre-approved already to stay off campus for a night, and so it would have been, we were trying our best to get back if we could.
Yes, yeah. It was kind of priority to get back, but we started realizing pretty quick it wasn't really a possibility to get back that night. Mm-hmm. It was something that had to be fixed before you could drive anywhere. Because there's a lot of things in the engine that wouldn't crank if the belt wasn't there. So it kind of threw us for a loop. But we called Anthony's father, who works on cars. And he tried to give us a rundown. We're FaceTiming him out in the cold and all that good stuff. Then he says, well, you're going to have to get this fixed. So we're searching around, trying to figure out, okay, that means we're staying the night here. Because nothing was open. We tried to get the part. All the auto body stores were closed. Nothing was open. So... everything was, we didn't really have a choice other than to stay the night. So we said, okay, let's look into a tow truck and a place to stay.
So I had AAA. I used that to get a tow truck. Mm-hmm. And then Transparence made us very nicely a reservation at a hotel.
Which, we were only 18.
You're not supposed to be at a hotel on your own.
But
18.
The Lord just allowed it to happen. And so we walked in and we got a room.
It was very good. But... I mean, we've got all night now. We're not in any rush. And so we were just looking around in the hotel, you know, went to their gym and looked around in there. And then you take over right here,
Trent. So, yeah, so at this point we're in the workout room, you know, average hotel workout room, a few weights and an exercise bike, a treadmill, you know.
Not much.
Standard. A little TV that... may or may not work. I don't know. Really
dry
hot. It's
towels.
Like a sauna in there. Yeah. So we're in there. And we're like, well, this isn't really anything to take glory in. I look through. I turn around. I'm about to walk out. And the door has a little window on it. Now, across the hall was a swimming pool. And there's big windows all down the hallway for this swimming pool. And so I'd look. And I can see directly through the workout door window into the pool area right across the hall. As I do that, it never crossed my mind that Alex wasn't with us. But as I do that, I turn. I look. And I see Alex fly through the air into the swimming pool And I stood astonished. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Ivan and Tony. I said, Alex just jumped in the swimming pool. And they said, all right, good for us. So we all ran and we jumped in the swimming pool and we swam a little bit.
It was fun.
It was kind of the funniest moment I've ever seen. Just turning around and seeing Alex flying through the air.
I needed a
into
dip.
The swimming pool. And we had no idea it was going to happen. So it made for a good night. We swam, got ourselves all sleepy, and then went to bed.
Yep, and then that was that night. We got to get up early in the morning, try to get back so then Trent and Anthony could maybe get back to work.
Yeah, we did work.
And then we called a tow truck to take us to then a repair shop.
Yes.
Where me and Trent sat there for a few hours.
I'd say an hour at the most.
Really?
Yeah, they prioritized it. They were very kind.
It was very nice. And then we went there. They fixed it up real nice.
And it purred.
Mm-hmm. Got us back home. And that was our trip.
Yes.
And it goes down as one of my favorite trips I've ever had.
And one of the biggest blessings was just how the Lord, to be honest, Alex, and you would agree with this, the Lord really just blessed the whole thing because
the whole thing.
Out of our pockets, no money was spent.
Nothing.
The Lord provided for it all in very incredible ways, which I'm extremely thankful for. And we just had a good time. It wasn't something that we had to freak out about. We were just calm. We went through it. It happened. Things played out. And we got to school by Tuesday. And it was, as Alex said, we got selfies in the tow truck. It was fun. And it goes down as one of the best trips I've ever had. And could have been one of the worst, circumstantially. But it was amazing.
It's just those kind of situations that me and Trent tend to find ourselves in.
Every once in a while.
In that group, I mean, we were something.
Something else.
It was one time when it was just me, you, and Ivan. We were trying to study.
Yes.
Trying. And so we found this little coffee shop that was at the bottom of this building, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was in a big bookstore. They had, like, the rolling ladders and bookshelves, like, 12 feet high. It was really cool. There was also, if you remember, someone playing, I think it was a harp. A harp and singing. It's so
blue hair, I believe. She had blue
hair. It was interesting, but it was pretty neat. We just got to, I think it was some video of it. It was fun.
It was a good time. And so we got done trying to do some homework and stuff like that. But then we decided to explore this basically almost empty building that was on top of it.
It had a really weird feel to it.
And so we just tried to walk around, kind of see what was up with it. And we started going through doors. And we're like, what if we got to the top of this building?
And Alex said, I'm getting to the top of this building.
I purposed in my heart to get to the top of that building.
And so we tried. We tried our best. We found stairwells. No way to get up there. And now, just a little preface to this. It wasn't like we were trying to sneak our way illegally. We were just honestly saying, if it was open to the public, like, could we just get up there?
Someone counts this as an untucked moment. I do a couple untucked things to get our way up there. I'll let you guys know. I'm not going to hide anything. But here we go. So we had basically given up. We were walking back to our car, and we had basically called it quits. But then I was like, oh, let's try one more thing. So Trent and Ivan, they followed me. I said, just go along with this.
And when he says just go along with it, just tighten your belt and go along with it.
So I go up to the security desk of the lady who's there by herself, probably 60 years old, I imagine. And I go, hey, ma'am, is there any way to get to the top of this building? She goes, yeah, there's offices up there, but you'd need permission for to get up there. And I was like, okay, and the people who we get permission from, are they here? Like, can I ask them right now if we can get up there? And she says, no, they're not. You'd probably have to call and come back on time. And I was like, oh, that is too bad. Okay, that's too bad. But yeah, we just have a school project, which is a lie.
But Alex.
I know. I'm sorry. Untucked moment of my life. But I said, oh, but we have a school project. It would have been really nice. Needs us to get an aerial photo of the city. And the top of this building would have been, you know, we would have been able to see outside for miles and miles.
It was, I believe, 16 stories.
Okay.
So it was a decent-sized office building.
Yeah. And so I told that lie, and she goes, oh, well, if it's for school, then I guess I can take you up there. I was like, oh, that'd be wonderful. That'd be perfect. And she goes, but, I mean, when you get up there, you can't really see out the windows because there's offices, and those are locked. You cannot get in those. And I was like, okay, well, if you could just take us up there and we can look. And so...
Can I just say, me and Ivan were going, we have a project. What is Alex doing? So we're back there just kind of nodding our heads and saying, okay, Alex. Okay, whatever.
Anyway, so we get continue. Up into the elevator with Valeria was her name. I still remember it.
I can't believe you remember that.
It is very vivid in my mind, this whole story. And so we get into the elevator, and it's a long way up. And so she's trying to make small talk, but I don't want to lie any more than I have to. And she's asking questions, and I'm rattling off lies. Like,
well, you know when you tell one lie, you've got to keep lying.
You've got to keep lying.
And so he experienced that firsthand.
I dug myself a little bit
of a hole. Well, I got to watch him squirm.
Yeah, Trent and Ivan probably said zero words.
I said one sentence.
Okay, yeah. And so.
And I didn't lie.
He did not lie. I was taking all of the hits. And so we're on, as we get up there to these office buildings, she was right that there was offices on both sides. They were locked. And I looked out through one office and I was like, oh, there's a window in there. That would be perfect.
That's the sentence I said. I looked and I said, that would be perfect.
Okay.
That was my one sentence.
So Trent said that, not me. And so... So
I just want to clarify. You probably said it and I probably repeated you. That's probably what happened.
I don't know. I can't remember that vividly, I guess.
I only built up my confidence to say, that'd be perfect.
And it was. It was a nice empty room with a window.
Nice view of the top of a mall.
And she's like, well, yeah, you guys can't really go in there. And I was like, sure would be perfect. And she goes, well... All right, as long as you gotta make it quick. So she unlocks it, and we get in there.
Oh, man.
And I'm just trying to make this seem as natural as possible. So I'm like, Ivan, and, well, what was this building? And she says the building. I'm like, okay, Ivan, write that down. And get in the mouse stories that we have. And so then we start taking pictures.
We took out our iPhones.
Our iPhones.
What she thought was that we came, because of Alex, that we came to this building to take a nice picture. And
a photography project.
All we had were iPhones.
Crazy. And so someone walked out of one of the offices, and then she started to get back in security mode. And she's like, all right, come on out. And so that is how we got up to a very high building. And through lies.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay.
Untalked of us. I'm telling you this. So you know how not to get to the top of the building.
Don't do that. Stay tucked in. It's not worth it. It's not worth to tell a lie and then to keep digging yourself deeper. Because we would have got busted. I would have went to jail because of Alex. That's all I got to say.
You still wouldn't have said any words in jail, huh?
No. Nope.
I'm doing all the talking.
I would have said, that would be perfect.
But that's our friendship. That's a... We do a lot of crazy things.
That's all there is.
That's all it is. No. We do a lot of crazy things. Lots of good stories. A lot of normal things that we don't talk about in the podcast, but...
A lot of daily things.
It's been very beneficial to me, our friendship. And we want you guys, first of all, to see our friendship as an example, maybe, of what you can have. What you can have.
Oh, okay.
If you find a godly friend.
Yeah.
And you can have fun, but you can also still... Encourage each other.
Yes.
And build each other up in the Lord.
It's good to know your friendship is built on something bigger than fun, though. Mm-hmm. There's something deeper.
Absolutely.
And that's what you can find in a godly friend. And that's what you need. You need those people. And so, yeah. Thankful for Alex. Hey, thankful for you.
Hey, I'm thankful for you. It's not Thanksgiving, but I'm giving some thanks for you.
Hey, thanks, man.
Cool.
Yeah, nice.
Well, that was today's podcast. I just wanted to give you guys a little story of us.
Little story of us. And there's much more story to be told, much more to be written, and we want you to experience it with us. So stay, listen to the podcast with us. Keep listening, join the Patreon for more. Because releasing today, when you hear this, if it's the day it released, then there's going to be a bonus content.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we want you to be a part of that, and we don't want to make it to where you have to be excluded. It's only a dollar.
Only a dollar.
That's all it is. So that's our friendship in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Good, pretty, godly friends.
Pretty long nutshell, but...
Yeah, like a giant peanut. A long one. A huge peanut. Absolutely huge.
Ginormous.
Ginormous.
Oh, are you okay, brother president? Brother,
okay. Brother president. Okay, too soon.
No?
Too soon.
All right. Hey, Alan?
Any new patrons need a shout out, Alex, as the band plays.
We have Kiana. We have Celia. We have Val. We have Isaac. And Anna.
And one of those is my girlfriend, Celia Carroll. Love you.
Thank you for listening. We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In. All right. Adios, everybody. Have a good week.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. When you subscribe to the Patreon, keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.